There's been a lot of reaction to comments made by the independent TD for Cork South West, Michael Collins, on C103 Radio yesterday. When talking about direct provision, Deputy Collins said that Irish people who are hungry on the street should be prioritised over immigrants. He then went on to say, we're losing our culture in this country because of the heavy influx of immigrants into rural communities. Michael Collins is in our Dáil studio this morning on the line. Colm O'Gorman, Director, Executive Director of Amnesty International Ireland. Michael Collins, good morning. Thanks for coming to our studio there at Leinster House. Have you any intention of withdrawing these comments?
Absolutely not, Sean. I think they're comments that are being reflected to me by the people of Cork South West and throughout our country. And I certainly also said in that interview that, you know, where direct provision is concerned, that we shouldn't be bringing a high influx of people into rural communities, into a hotel, that we should be looking at a properly rolled out system where we need more mature debate in it going forward, where a rural resettlement programme could be put in place, where one or two families can come into a community because they are needed maybe in that community to build, you know, to make sure that our schools aren't closed and to make sure that our shops aren't closing, which is happening in rural communities. But housing a large influx of people into a hotel is both bad for the families themselves and both bad for the local community.
I didn't hear the interview, Michael Collins, but were you essentially finding yourself in agreement with the independent deputy for Galway West, Noel Grealish, who spoke last week about people, not genuine refugees, coming here to sponge off the system?
Well, you know, Noel made his own comments. He's a mature politician. He's been out there for a number of years and he can stand over his own comments. While I'm trying to, I've been, you know, contacted by media to give my views. My views is that we should, the first and foremost, we should treat our own people in this country with the same privileges that we're considering to treat other people. I have met people in Cork. I met people in Dublin in particular because I'd be up there in the Dáil. I met them in the nights. I talked to the people on the street. They're hungry. They're wet. They're cold. Coming on the winter now, it's going to be a very serious issue. I meet people.
Yeah, but you're speaking as though the bite has been taken out of their mouth and given to people in direct provision.
Well, what's happening is, all I can tell you is what I see on a day-to-day basis in Dublin. I've given people some money just to buy a simple bit of food in the local fast food outlet because they're hungry. I've given them money so that they can go into the local internet cafe so that they can sleep, get someplace warm to sleep for the night. But the bottom line is, what I'm saying here is that we need to look at this and a more mature debate needs to be taken here. We can't fill hotel rooms both for the people in direct provision, the misery that they're living in when they come into this country, a whole family inside in one room, that's not fair either.
Okay, I'll come to Colm O'Gorman in a moment, but I mean, what's this about you saying we're losing our culture in this country because of the heavy influx of immigrants into rural communities?
We certainly are losing our culture because, I mean, we've never, and again, this should be part of a mature debate going forward, Sean, we should be looking at protecting our culture going forward.
But how is it being attacked? I mean, like, I was down in southwest Cork over the summer for a few days. I mean, I didn't see any signs of culture being somehow being lost.
Well, Sean, I know you were in West Cork during the summer and we were delighted to have you down there because it's a fabulous place to visit. But there has been situations where people have been asked to remove our religious artefacts and going forward. And we can't let that happen. I mean, if I went into somebody else's country, I would fully respect the rules that they have. And that's what they have in Australia. I think we need to, you know, educate these people about our culture. They respect our culture the same as we should respect their culture. And that works both ways. I think also the fact that the government are coming in, they're signing contracts in local hotels. No community knows this is happening until the contract is signed, and then they're sitting out, going out to the community and saying, okay, your hotel is now going to be filled with people coming in from another country, living in probably a fair bit of misery, whole families inside in one room. As I said to you, they need to look at a proper rural resettlement program where one or two families can come into each rural community and live peacefully, happily. This has happened down through the years, and I have people from different nationalities working for me.
Okay,
I was the best man at a wedding of a person from a different country a number of years ago. So I work very closely with those people, but it's not in the situation that we are at the moment, filling hotel rooms with people coming in from Syria or wherever they're coming in. We need to look at a proper resettlement program. We need to have a more mature debate on this going forward.
Colm O'Gorman, Director, Executive Director of Amnesty Ireland. What's your response to Michael Collins? Essentially, he's arguing, look, we're going about this in the wrong way.
Well, I wouldn't disagree that we're going about this in the wrong way. And let's start with what I'd agree with Deputy Collins about first. Local communities should be consulted whenever there's a significant development happening in their area, and that includes if a direct provision centre is being opened there, so that the local community understands what's happening, so that the local community can be prepared to be involved. And as we've seen in most cases, local communities very much want to welcome people who are arriving in their communities who are fleeing persecution and conflict in other parts of the world. We saw that in Balladreen. We've seen, for instance, in Liston Varna over the last year, where there was a lot of public concern initially and before there was a proper, any kind of proper community engagement. We've seen people down there now talk about how the people who've come to live there in the direct provision centre have been a huge contribution to the community, both in terms of more young people, more children attending schools, people working in tourism, because now, after many years of campaigning, people who have applied for asylum after 9 months, if they haven't gotten the decision, have the right to work. So absolutely, I agree with Deputy Collins that communities should be much more consulted and from much earlier on in the process. And I also agree that the system is a poor one, that people experience, frankly, not just poor conditions, but often very awful conditions in direct provision. This was a system that was put in place as a temporary measure 20 years ago, and it needs to be massively reformed. We need a whole different system for how we deal with people who present at our borders.
So where do you disagree with Michael Collins?
International law. Where I disagree with Michael Collins is, quite frankly, where his language touches upon scapegoating of communities to identify what he, or to blame them somehow for some of what he perceives perhaps as ills in Irish society. Ireland is a country that's changed a lot over the last number of decades. It continues to change. I'm not aware of refugees or asylum seekers asking for religious iconography to be taken down in public institutions and public spaces. To suggest in somehow that any growth in secularism or change in public attitudes or progressive thinking in Ireland has somehow been caused because we might have, what, since 2015, 2,519 refugees arrive in a country of 4.92 million people is risible. It's ridiculous. And when we move to that language of, you know, our culture is under threat, we're getting very, very close to the extreme language of the alt-right and of white supremacy that wants to see the movement of people or people arriving in our country seeking protection as a threat to our civilisation.
Michael Collins, most what do you say in response
most
to that?
Most people won't accept or agree with that.
Well, you know, the gentleman is entitled to his opinion, but the bottom line is that people in this country, we're very proud of our culture, and we must make sure that when people come to live here, that they understand our culture.
Can you be a bit more specific about what you're referring to there?
It's a general comment that needs to be, and as I said, there needs to be more mature debate going forward. We're talking about maybe 5,000-6,000 people coming to our country. Do they know where they're coming in the first place? They obviously have been told, but they've just been landed there. They're not. Do they know, you know, where we've come from ourselves in this country, the situations we have? I think there needs to be a more mature debate. We do certainly need to. I have no issue with people, as I said, coming in to be resettled into a community in smaller numbers, because they'll fit in nicely and they'll work nicely with the people in that community. But putting a high influx of people into a hotel, maybe into a rural community, it's bad. And I think the whole system is badly handled. And if you're looking at a situation that's been going on for the past 20 years, where people, as I said to you earlier, have been, you know, a government body has been approaching hotels, signing contracts and going back out to a local community and saying, okay, this is what's going to happen. That's not the way this should work.
Deputy Collins says, one of our callers, I'll come back to you in a minute, Colin O'Gorman, one of our callers says, Deputy Collins is a disgrace. The Irish literally flooded the world as immigrants for the past 200 plus years, changing the culture of the places they went to. The world seems to have survived and even benefited from the world's biggest immigrant nation. That's from Dr. Carolyn Lidington, I should say. What do you say to that, Michael Collins? She says you're a disgrace.
She's entitled to her opinion and I'm entitled to mine. The bottom line is the Irish did. We went throughout the world, we worked hard and we've invited and brought people into this country. A lot of my neighbours are from other countries. I have no issue with them. We work very close together. But my issue is that we don't flood a local community and fill a local hotel without any proper consultation, without any proper facilities, and having and Dr. Carl that spoke there earlier, they should be encouraging what I'm saying about a rural resettlement program and not flooding families into a small room into a hotel. It's both disrespectful to them. It's a horrific situation for them to be in. And they're flying from one country, the misery of one country, and sometimes into the misery of another country.
Colin McGorman, again, text coming out in support, or coming into us in support of Michael Collins. Fair play to him. He's only saying what a lot of people are thinking. He is simply talking common sense. That from somebody in Wexford. Another one, as a member of the silent majority of Irish citizens, I would agree in total with every word Deputy Michael Collins has said. That's from John in Limerick.
I suppose, first of all, I mean, Deputy Collins said we need to have a mature debate about these issues. I'm not sure we should ever debate people's rights, okay? I think we should have a discussion on migration and immigration. I think that's really important and really valuable about how local communities can be involved, about how, as a country, we can support the integration of people who come to live here, whether they're coming because they need protection from conflict or persecution, whether they're coming because they want to build a life in a country that they want to live in. Last year, I think that the non-Irish national population of Ireland is 12.7%. of whom the vast majority are EU and UK citizens. In fact, half of them are UK citizens. So if immigration is somehow wiping out our culture, as Deputy Collins, or as a risk to our culture, as Deputy Collins is suggesting, who do they think we should be excluding? Because the majority of people who come here are EU citizens, and half of them are UK citizens. And let's have a mature discussion. But don't start using inflammatory language like floods of people, or inflating the numbers massively. Deputy Collins referred a few moments ago to a figure of 6,000 people. There hasn't been a year in recent history where 6,000 people have arrived to seek protection in this state. As I said, since 2015, the Irish Refugee Protection Programme has brought in 2,519 people. That was up to June of this year since 2015. These are actually very, very small numbers. Irish people are generally very, very welcoming of people who are seeking protection in this country. And just to let Deputy Collins know, and I'm sorry that he doesn't know, I would have thought as a legislator that he might. Over the last year, we and many other NGOs have worked very closely with government to develop a new programme called Community Sponsorship, which is seeing just what he described happening. And that is local community groups coming together to receive and welcome a refugee family when they arrive in this country, so that they don't end up in an institutional setting, but rather okay. So they're brought to their new community and supported by their new families. And by the way, a number of communities in Cork have been doing that. So I'm surprised Deputy Collins doesn't know about it. And
maybe he does. Just let's hear him on that one finally.
If people would like to find out more about that, they can email iwelcome@amnesty.ie, and we'd be very happy to help them get involved in the programme.
Michael Collins.
Well, yeah, I think he's eating his own words. Earlier on, he's saying that we need changes made here. He said that we have what's happening has been going on for the past 20 years and there needs to be changes. And now he's telling us everything is perfect, so he has to make up his own mind. You did say that. It's going on for the last 20 years and changes need to be made. And I've said continuously that I have no issue whatsoever of a proper rural resettlement programme being ran in this country, where a smaller number of people can come into a rural community rather than a large influx of people. I don't think there's any issue whatsoever.
Right.
They will work very, very closely together with those people, and the communities there will welcome them, and we have done through the years, not a large influx of people into maybe a rural hotel, which is going to cause catastrophic issues for both the people who arrive there. It's an inhumane.
This language of the catastrophe and flooding, this kind of inflammatory language, does not do anything to advance the kind of mature discussion that the deputy says he wants to have, and he really needs to reflect on that language.
We're going to leave it there. My thanks to you both, Colin McGorman, Executive Director of Amnesty Ireland, and Michael Collins, Independent Deputy for Cork South West. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.